Hello and welcome to Some Guys on Mic. I'm Matthew, and with me today on this pre-E3 special, I have Jacob Goodall.
So,
this is our first episode in English, so we do apologize for our crappy accent.
Your crappy accent, I'm sorry. I don't have a crappy accent, so, I'm trying to fit.
On this first episode, we're going to look through the latest news in the gaming world from the last episode till today. Then we're going to go on a discussion of what we expect to see in these coming E3 shows, which will be going on from 4th June till... Let's start off with the highlights from the gaming news. One of the biggest news from... One of the only news from the Wii U section is the Rayman Legends trailer leak.
It's not actually leaked because they released it...
They released it a week later.
Yeah, all right, that's true.
So it looks bloody amazing.
Looks really, really good. And even the capabilities of the controller, you know, when they put the...
The NFC. With the near-field communication, you can interact with the video game through the figurines. Like, what's that game that they released?
Spyro, the Skylanders.
Skylanders. Yeah. Yeah, but all this through the controller. But Ubisoft was clever enough to tease the fan base by including also an Ezio Auditore figure, which was
it's gonna be interesting
cool.
to see. Oh, it's gonna shape it's
fucking cool! I can't wait to see what kind of interactions. Imagine playing Greyman with Ezio Auditore.
Yeah, how is that gonna work?
I'm sorry. I think this type of technology will bode well with the Pokemon franchise.
Yeah, of course. I bet Nintendo are working on something like that to take advantage of the controller in that way. So
I think that will be one of the announcements.
This is going to be fucking huge. That's going to be huge. I mean, seeing the success Skylander has had, I mean,
if you...
figures are going for hundreds and thousands of euros. On eBay, I mean, the rare ones, and you know, something not popular doesn't do that. So, Pokemon is gonna be fucking huge.
And Skylanders is just a new franchise. No one knows what they started off nothing.
But the gimmick of the figures and stuff that's appealing to the kids. Yeah? So,
seeing how much of a cash cow the Pokemon franchise as a video game is, and how much of a cash cow the Pokemon card game is. Combining it,
it's gonna be fucking huge. Scary, actually. I mean, it's pretty scary.
I think that will be one of the pros on the Wii U platform.
Yep.
Right now, a lot of developers, AAA developers, aren't even considering the Wii U as a platform, even though it has been announced that it's going to be available this holiday season.
I think developers are still wary. You know, the problems they had on the Wii, you know, not selling enough software, Nintendo having the dominating software and games for the Wii, so...
The Wii U is not that spec-heavy.
Yeah, it's developers are saying that it's not up to par to the CPUs of the PS3 and the
Xbox 360,
so...
Yeah, that's a problem.
I kind of doubt it. I mean, it's been 7 years since the... Almost 7 years, at least, since the Xbox came out. And
yeah, not but having a Nintendo, processor good. Nintendo are prone to developing a console with the cheapest stuff.
I know, but they would be holding back the developers that way. I mean, PS3 has had an awesome, you know, sell.
Let me interrupt you. Nintendo don't give a shit about developers.
It's not...
They sell more with their own published titles.
I mean, they are smart. Nintendo are smart. Right? Yeah, they know that they can sell more to the hardcore market if they can match the specs of at least the
PS3
and the Xbox.
Nintendo, so the most games that sell on the platforms are Super Mario franchise, Zelda franchise.
Of course, but if you have a sustainable third-party support, all right? A good third-party lineup where you don't have, where you are not forced to pump out first-party games all the time to keep the user base, you know, interested in the console. That helps a ton. I mean, why would they give developers, you know, specs not good enough to match the PS3 for easy ports, for example. I doubt it. I mean, all right, it's a rumor right now. Some developers are saying it's not, but I highly doubt that it's not going to be as powerful as PS3.
After the Crysis 3 announcement last month, or I don't know where the hell it was announced. I mean, it was last month, because it was during our last show.
Yeah.
One of the lead designers on Crysis 3 was approached by one of the journalists, if I'm not mistaken, from Gamma Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him, why didn't you announce it for the Wii U platform? And his response is, the Wii U is not strong enough to support that kind of game.
I mean... All right.
I don't know if it's an issue.
Listen,
my biggest problem with the Nintendo is the sheer size of the controller.
Yeah,
I don't think it's comfortable enough.
I don't know. I don't like having a fucking huge thing in my hand. Apart from but people who use the controller have said that it feels quite nice. So
yeah,
you know.
But people generally. Let's take for example the Razer tablet, the first gaming tablet. It feels like crap in your hand, even though journalists say that it's fucking comfortable enough.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about holding a 10-inch fucking tablet? And plus 10-inch is just the screen.
Of course.
Then you have two analogs. It's like you're holding a
it doesn't really look very practical, you know. It's trying to cash in on the fucking tablet market boom right now, and
exactly.
I mean, what the hell? Still.
But anyway, let's continue on the highlights before we go too much into deep on the Nintendo stuff. Game all in Australia, the Australian division of Game, which has nothing to do with Game in the UK and Europe, has officially gone bust, and. The biggest problem that Australians have come up with was the fact that a lot of people pre-ordered Diablo 3 and several other titles, and Game have not paid them back. I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, it's Australia. Australians are always, you know, take it up the ass.
The problem is that...
I think they're used to it, right?
They closed down so fast that really they didn't give an explanation. They didn't file for that. They didn't make a press release beforehand. It's like today, yes, we've gone bust, and tomorrow everything is closed.
That's really messed up. I mean, who does that? I mean,
and they closed down about what 2 days ago. So it was. 2 days before the launch of Diablo 3, so what the
people
fuck?
Must be so pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, Game is one of the biggest gaming retailer in Australia, so you don't have another
object.
I mean, there's GameStop.
Probably.
And there are a few smaller
brick and mortar shops.
They can cater for all the pre-orders that Game left behind.
I mean, it's Diablo's.
Imagine you have to pay double for fucking Diablo.
So they think people have been waiting years for Diablo to come out. I mean, doing a pre-order.
Some people didn't afford buying the limited edition, so they pre-ordered the normal edition.
Of course, then the game comes out and you can fucking buy it even on release date. That's
is very historically It's not what you see in the movies, the fucking love stories or that bullshit treasure hunts and all that crap. It's gonna be just about the most ferocious badassery that you used to be seeing in that era.
So no ho-ho-ho when battle is over, nothing.
No, just guts flying everywhere.
That sucks.
You raping people randomly.
Yar.
But, except from this and Risen 2,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there are a lot of games. And they... There aren't a lot of games based on that pirate era. I mean, it's cool. Well, like, for example, Risen 2, the best thing about it is that it's an actual RPG based on the pirate era, which, oh man, there aren't many.
There's been a few attempts at a good RPG during the pirate era, but
they weren't that very successful. Exactly. And this is what the industry needs, something different. Some of Ubisoft's employees' comment were, we've had enough of creating shooters after shooters after shooters. Problem is with the gaming industry at the moment is that we have a lot of the same shit.
Yeah, because people want the same shit. That's the problem.
Not people, people the general market.
When they release a fucking different game, all right, it doesn't sell. So what do the people want? Shooters. More Call of Duties, more Battlefields?
Yeah, true. So I'm going to open up another beer. Just because I feel so fucking comfortable talking in this language.
It looks very uncomfortable as well.
Yeah, I'm sweating like a whore.
It's just looking at
I'm sweating like a whore on the day the sailors come back home.
What?
Anyway, another title which grabbed me by the balls is Unfinished Swan.
Yeah.
Which is an exclusive for the PSN network.
It's been shown not a few months, I think years ago, and it always interests me, you know, the concept. I like different stuff, you know, I like to try different types of games and stuff. And this looks really, 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 really cool and artsy. Looks
and different. Looks awesome.
Yeah. Thing is, when they showed the trailers a few months, years ago, and it looked like it was going to be a bit more dark than the last trailer showed. So I don't know what to expect out of it.
It's still monochromatic. Yeah, it's in black and white.
But no, apparently only the first few moments of the game are like that.
Goes to shit in 10 years or 15 years time. I can't go back and play these downloadable titles. And that's why I hate them. But then again, you have games like Unfinished One, Trine and Trine 2. You have the remasterings of classic games like Beyond Good and Evil in HD.
Mm-hmm.
You have Journey, which was one of the biggest games I ever played. And you really...
Rayman was coming out only on PSN and Live, for example, so you would have missed that. I mean, yeah. Not trying out the download market, you know.
I'm starting to consider it as a whole new platform.
Yeah.
Even it's amazing. Like, for example, next week, on the 23rd of May, the Doctor Who game will come out, which I'm really, really looking forward to.
I've never seen Doctor Who, so...
Yeah, but it's an old-school platformer, man. Mm-hmm. Why not?
We'll see.
I mean, the last old-school platformer I ever played was fucking Tintin, and it sucked ass. The platform parts were good.
The rest was
shit. It's like having a donut. The jam is good, but the dough is made from scrotum.
You have to get to the jam, so you have through to get the scrotum. Through the scrotum.
Yeah.
It's not a good experience, you know.
Nope. And I've been through that.
Cool.
Several times. Another geeky orgasm through the world was the announcement of Elder Scrolls Online. It's being developed not by Bethesda, but by ZeniMax.
It's going to be same wow shit.
The announcement was quite brief, and they released a short teaser trailer, and they didn't go into detail about the games. But basically, it's going to be an MMO. Bethesda, with this kind of IP, they're going through what Blizzard went through back in the day.
Yeah. Still, not that popular.
It's not that popular, but it's getting there. I mean, look at Skyrim compared with the Elder Scrolls.
The thing is, it doesn't have the kind of history that that Blizzard have built with World of Warcraft.
Of course.
There's such a huge backstory and history, and the lore for World of Warcraft is all, they have a fan base for the story alone, you know, so they can build on that. For example, when Arthas fucking came out with the Wrath of the Lich King, there was a huge boost to sales for
of course
for World of Warcraft, because you know, it caters to the lore of the game.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say that this will put a dent on World of Warcraft.
Absolutely.
This will be like any other fucking
clone game. For World of Warcraft.
Age of Conan. It's like, oh my god, Elder Scrolls is going to be the new World of Warcraft. It comes out, oh my god, it's shit.
I think that's the problem. People are still trying to emulate World of Warcraft. And that's where the problem lies. Problem is. You know, I mean, Star Wars, all right, the Old Republic was thought to be going to be huge. Yeah, and it's gonna...
They spent the first month being really, really popular. And really,
not really, really popular, not to the level of...
not to the level of World of Warcraft, of course. World of Warcraft, there's no comparison.
It never happened that an MMO had 11 million subscribers, you know. Before, it was 500,000. You sustained that... That number, and it was considered to be a huge success.
Exactly.
That was the limit. You never had millions of people playing your MMO. Then WoW came along, of course. Ease of access for...
In fact, the next installment in the World of Warcraft was described as one of the leading developers in the team as to be much more darker and much more gorier. So... It's not World of Warcraft.
Yeah, they're going to change up. I mean, they're going to try different things.
They will lose that charisma. They will lose that fantasy charm. If it's going to be darker, it's going to be Skyrim. It's what still the fuck?
I think that's why I know people, Final Fantasy XIV, it sucks and everything. The game changed. But I think I like it because it's not a World of Warcraft clone. It's different. I mean, and that's what you want from an MMO. I mean, everything is World of Warcraft these days, you know, from the UI to the quest progression. I mean, how many times are you going to play World of Warcraft online? It's the same shit every time.
Exactly. Different shades of the same shit.
So, yeah.
But Elder Scrolls, what was needed personally is not a Skyrim with 3 million assholes around the world. For me, I would have preferred if there was The Elder Scrolls multiplayer. So, yeah. Jacob, wanna play some
Which there is actually a hack for to play
but
online.
You have to hack it.
Yeah,
and it's not available for consoles. The problem with fucking MMOs is you're gonna meet up a huge amount of assholes.
I think that's the fun of it as well, though.
But what the fuck? Take a look at Skyrim. It looks like a fucking MMO.
Yeah,
but without the assholes. Except from that fucking chicken. But anyway.
What did it do?
It caused a war. Anyway, that's another story. We'll keep it for another show. Another huge announcement was Company of Heroes 2, PC platform. Mm. It's going to be concentrated on Western European battles.
Cool.
That happened by the Red Army when protecting Moscow from the Nazi invasion.
It's cool.
It's going to be fucking amazing.
Battle is going to be fucking awesome. I can already imagine.
The fucking destruction engine looks amazing. Nice. I mean, I saw a couple of videos of the gameplay and it's fucking amazing.
Nice.
Bloody amazing.
Looking forward to that.
So, Bethesda had a couple of announcements which made up for each other. Let's start with the bad announcement, which was that Bioshock Infinite is going to be delayed to spring 2013. I wasn't actually shocked, as I told Jacob, Call of Duty, wouldn't have survived.
November is packed full of huge releases. I mean, it's never smart to release in November, especially when you have
Call of Duty
and Halo,
FIFA, Revolution, 1 month before.
No.
It was a very fucking smart move. The thing is that the majority of the market is young people who don't have jobs, are still in school, and have a very limited amount of budget to allocate to games.
The game is the Christmas present.
Exactly. Yeah. And people would rather allocate it to either. And people would rather allocate it to Call of Duty, strangely enough. Not that we have anything wrong with the franchise, just that it sucks. But anyway, the good news from Bethesda is that Dishonored has an official trailer. It is one of my most anticipated games this year.
That's good. It's all, I mean, it's only a teaser trailer, but you know, the concept.
The concept is really, amazing. Really cool. I have never plot.
I'm a sucker for cyberpunk. Even, I think so.
Even the type of fucking era during the Black Plague. What the fuck, man? Yeah. That's amazing. Get my hands on it. And I hope that this E3, they will show in depth. We got a chance to see some footage and screenshots from Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
It's old footage. I mean, it's the old stuff they showed. I mean, the latest news is that the game is too advanced for the current console generation. So.
But what do you think of the stylization? Have you played the first installment?
Of course. I think it looks really, really good.
But it diverted a bit.
I don't want the same thing. I mean, and it's Ansel is making it anyway, so you know it's going to be a quality product. You know, he knows what he's doing, he knows the universe, he knows what the progression has to be for the game next.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have full faith that he will deliver on the game, especially now knowing that his ambition for the game is too much for the current generation. You know, he wants to do more. So, probably, I mean, they haven't said yet, but probably they will wait for the next generation of consoles, you know, PS4, Xbox 8, actually. Did you?
The Windows 8 platform will be included on that console.
Of course, and it will. I mean, they're going to try to integrate everything.
And there are talks that there will be home media, the first installment in the reinvention of the Tomb Raider series is going to be delayed to next year. There is no official date for the launch, but it's going to be somewhere in between quarter one and quarter two, definitely. The problem was and this is just what the development team said, that they need the game to be 100% perfect to start the new franchise off on a strong foot.
I think it's a smart move on their part. If they don't think the game is ready, you know.
Still.
When you're trying to relaunch something, either you get it perfect on the first try,
I understand.
Or, you know,
fuck it all. I hope they fix that morning.
I think they should leave it there and even...
Still, I personally believe that they didn't launch the title at the end of this year, so for it not to coincide with other important titles such as Call of Duty.
As well, yeah.
It's an important factor, come on.
Fourth quarter is such a double-edged sword to release games. I mean, you have, you know, mothers who buy the games, and, you know, instinctively for the games. I mean, whatever they see, whatever is left, whatever is popular, whatever they are just suggested to get.
The biggest issue is that this generation of people, they should release it in a time frame that is not so congested.
Yeah, of course. I mean, still, the best thing for the franchise is good promotion. You know, the movies at least, I'm sure have had good exposure to people.
I'm sure.
Of the current generations and stuff. I mean, kids see the Tomb Raider statues we have in the shops and stuff. They go, "Ooh, look, Tomb Raider and stuff." So, I mean, I
would recognize those.
It's still out there.
I would recognize those tits.
Of course. I mean, who wouldn't?
I remember the most famous cheat of all.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider naked.
The pointy tits.
One of the battles that's being fought right now by electronics and gaming giants is the fight for patents for the next generation. One of the current trends at the moment is the next generation of controllers. So we had Sony earlier this year putting up a patent for the vitality sensor and the DualShock controller, which will basically be able to
read
your heartbeat and the amount of sweat, your perspiration.
That's bullshit. That's gonna happen.
What amount of sweat? I mean, what? But this is different, man.
Looking at you right now. I think it would work.
Oh, but how will you integrate it in a game? What I sweat more and the faster and harder your heart.
Easily detected you are.
Yeah, exactly.
By enemies.
By the enemies. And the soundtrack will
change accordingly.
Change accordingly, and it will add to the intensity of the game, which is fucking awesome.
I think they can judge. They can judge that through their game themselves, though. They don't need a vital sensor. I mean, they know that if there's a part in the game that's going to panic the player, usually they can do that anyway. Ooh, not
imagine getting a blowjob
during play, and you
and fucking, it's fucking awesome.
And the game panics.
You're just on the fucking menu and. What?
Imagine you're getting pissed off because somebody is pissing you off in the game anyway. During a normal part of the game, and it fucks up and everything. So
yeah.
I don't think it would work. No, I don't like that.
So, you wouldn't be quite amused by what Microsoft have patented last week, which
probably
is
not.
A pressure-sensitive controller.
Really?
Yeah.
Like buttons and stuff?
No. The exterior shell of the controller, the plastic, has a biometric sensor in it.
It's they're all such gimmicks.
Listen to the awesome part. If I grab the controller, the biometric sensor can say, listen, this is Matthew. So once I grab the controller and power on my Xbox 360, it will log on to my XBLA account on my settings.
Instead of choosing...
Exactly. Actually,
that's such
dude, they can charge $10 more.
Such worth the R&D. Cost for the console, you know, adding a few $100 to the console to buy it.
Of course, but it's worth it.
Of course, it is.
Imagine you know. If grabbing the controller with your ass cheeks would log on to someone else. Ooh, I can make an account, Mr. Ass. No, okay. Anyway, these are just patents, so they're just ideas. They just pay for them not to be used by other entities. So
rumors
they
right
might
now.
Not be ever used, like the move that is stuck to your foot to play fucking FIFA. You remember
like
that bullshit?
Vitality sensor.
The vitality
for the Nintendo.
The vitality sensor for Nintendo was announced during
of course
materialized 2 years ago.
I think.
That was 2 years ago during the E3 show. It was one of the worst E3 shows ever.
I laughed so much.
When there was that blonde whore.
The games are fine.
Oh my god, Wii Sports is so awesome. It's like having sex with a black guy. That guy. What were you talking about?
Because
I had a flashback of a black gangbang, so.
The rumors are that.
For example, the setup, the way they demoed it was that one guy will be standing in front of the Kinect and the other guys, through their smartphones, would throw the balls at this guy and not the physical balls with there the hair was. And stuff. Balls.
Up to tries each.
So everyone throws balls at this guy and he flails about and sees how many.
I can't wait to throw my balls at my friends.
Since they demo, if the Xbox 360 will a Windows 8 platform, that will be one of the easiest things that can be
implemented. I still don't like it. No.
Why?
Because I fucking don't like the controllerless bullshit out of touch gaming. No, even if fucking Sony released a tablet, I would be so disappointed. You have no idea.
Sony have released
a tablet to control the PlayStation. I mean,
imagine the PS Vita can be used as a controller for the PS3.
That's good, but because it has a fucking analogs, it has buttons, it has everything. It's just not. It's
but you can
just
use the tablet. All well and good. If you want to,
if
use
they're gonna
it,
do something like that, it's gonna be forced onto the consumer.
It's just personally, it's just another way for Xbox or Sony to market a product that is similar and even better than the Wii U.
But if they are just gonna market it as
which
an
is
option,
like they. Like the PlayStation Move.
If they are going, that's the problem, Matt. If they're gonna fucking market it as an option, it's not gonna work. Developers are not gonna support it fully. People are not gonna support it fully. But it has to be something integrated in the console from the get-go. Okay, Move wasn't a success because it wasn't. It came so late in the PlayStation 3's life
and in the motion control life cycle.
Okay? It doesn't work that way. I mean, peripherals never work.
Understandable.
If they come out.
But from the business point of view, the consumer cannot say, because the can use, okay, I'm going to buy the Wii just for the Super Mario. And
it's either you have a controller or you have the Move, for example. It's not going to work with both at the same time.
We'll see. Anyway.
I think if they do, they will make the biggest mistake they could make. And they will alienate the consumers and it will fuck them up.
But isn't that the way that the Kinect works right now, the Xbox is? But the Kinect, the biggest problem is that no developer is supporting the Kinect.
Exactly. You have the option to use it, but they don't. And then what?
True. We'll see. Atari, one of the biggest gaming veteran of years, has officially shifted its focus to the mobile software business and have closed down Eden Studios. Studio was the studio behind the latest.
I think it's their last desperation move, basically, trying to enter the iOS and Android market. It's not going to work for them anyway, so no.
I wish he survived this, because it's one of the veterans from our era, from the retro era.
They are irrelevant these days. They are totally irrelevant, I mean.
They fell behind because they never invested in the new generation.
Yeah.
That was their biggest problem. I mean, what was their last title? Pong for the PSX?
Nah,
remember?
I don't even remember.
I think that was the most popular title from the modern era, which was a PS1 title. I still have the game. It was awesome.
They've done a lot of mistakes. I mean, I thought they could be salvaged when Phil Harrison joined them. Okay, yeah. But he couldn't do anything about it. I don't think they are salvaged at this point.
It's like, what's Sega going through at the moment?
No, Sega actually have a revival right now. They are profitable. They are working on their good franchises. Exactly. I think they're getting smarter about them. So,
but still, it's not the strong.
No,
it's sad that they're not in the console battle, because I can't imagine if they had succeeded with the Dreamcast, what would have been their next generation? It would have been fucking epic.
It would be awesome, because they have a lot of good franchises, but they have never nurtured their franchises. You know, Sonic these days sucks. I mean, what the hell do they do these days? You know, no Virtually, no Daytona, no Shenmue, no.
And their problem is
nothing.
Their problem is they don't invest enough in new IPs.
Actually, they do. Bayonetta.
And then proper new IPs.
They have good new IPs. The problem is,
Bayonetta is not fucking developed by Sega. It's just published
by Sega. It's their idea and everything, so.
I don't know.
When they're in your publisher, you own the IP. I know.
It's your money. But still, the intellectual property is from. What the hell?
I don't think they have the charming games of yesterday, you know, the Dreamcast era was
the biggest
awesome.
The biggest problem with Sonic, you know what it is? They've gone 3D. If they had stuck to the 2D platform like Rayman, it would have been an amazing game.
But I don't think
Rayman, they kept to their roots, which was the 2D platform. Imagine Rayman in 3D. It would suck fucking balls.
No, it doesn't. I will get to the game. Rayman Revolution on PS2. It was one of my first PS2 games. No. It's awesome.
But it's not fucking Rayman.
It is, Matthew. It works really well. So it's like saying Super Mario 64 wasn't a proper Super Mario. It was the revolution for the 3D platform, 3D games, and it was awesome.
I don't like it.
Up to you.
I still fucking love. I still prefer the original fucking Rayman.
Yes, it's good.
And that's why Rayman Origins was jizz in the face fantastic.
It's good, it's better and everything, but, I mean, if you can make the jump to 3D like Super Mario did, you have to do it right. Like Rayman did, it's done it right and it worked.
Come on. Hitman Absolution will be hitting the shelves this November.
Another November title. And he's bald as well.
This will be sold regardless. So, and the good thing about it is, by the end of this month, you will be able to fucking pre-order the game. And if you pre-order the game, you will get a downloadable title, which you can play as of now.
And what's the downloadable title?
It's a sniper minigame. You just kill people randomly.
And it doesn't have to do anything with
Hitman shooting people from far away. You have allocated mission. You have allocated missions. You have to kill John.
But it's what? It's on the same engine as Absolution. What kind of game is it?
It's a mini game. It's not at the same level as what you would expect. It's downloadable.
It's a nice bonus, but
it's a bonus, weird. Man. It's free, so. Yeah, for all those fuckers who have been waiting for so long for the next installment of the Hitman franchise, get this for free. Anyway, we also have seen the pre-alpha gameplay for Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. It looks really good. It
looks really good. For a pre-alpha code, it looks really fucking good.
It's the proper sequel.
Yeah,
to Assassin's Creed 2, so it has to be good, you know. Brotherhood wasn't bad, but Revelations,
They did a good thing by going away from the European history and diving right into the American history.
I think that's the way you have to see it.
When it was colonialized, yeah. So I think there aren't a lot of games that's...
Last time you told me that, I mean, you can't understand the concept of doing it during the colonization war of the US, for example. But I think...
Because the problem is because it doesn't make sense with the general plot of Assassin's Creed. It has nothing to do with his family tree. It has nothing to do...
That's not the thing. I think it works. Assassin's Creed has so much potential of doing whatever the fuck it wants.
Yeah, but it's like... It's like, imagine, like the next step would be in the Chinese, Asian.
They're showing the diversity they can go with, and it works. I mean, the gameplay looks awesome, the story probably is going to be really good. But it doesn't
flow well with the background plot.
No, I think it works well with the background plot. Because it doesn't have to be the same character every time, it doesn't have to be the same setting every time.
Of course, but I don't know. It seems like during the last three titles in the franchise, they got stuck with Ezio Auditore, which is now...
Listen, the first game was the Middle East, alright? Second game was Renaissance, practically. I mean, totally different settings. That was going to be the colonization of the USA.
In the first game, it wasn't Ezio Auditore.
It was different character. That's what I'm saying. It's different character every time. You're saying that... You're getting stuck with Brotherhood and Revelation. That's going to be...
Exactly.
Don't even factor those games into the franchise. There's 1, 2, and 3. Those two games were just bonuses, basically.
I would prefer the game if every title they release, it's from a different historical perspective. Like, for example... The Middle Eastern or the Persian Wars, whatever you want to do. And then you have a next title with the Medieval Wars. And then you have one from Asia, whatever you want.
Egyptian, but for example. How awesome would that be?
But Ubisoft's problem is that they want to release an Assassin's Creed title every single fucking year. And what does that cause? Repetition.
Yeah.
And
that's why I don't even factor in Brotherhood and Revelations.
That's why I'm telling you there is a factor of repetition. You get to see such a different perspective every single title. And that's what I wanted to see from the Assassin's Creed, but they wanted to see more cash. Yeah. Which is understandable.
I don't like that they released Brotherhood and Revelations, you know, just to fill in the gaps and everything. Still. I think leaving a gap of a year or two between a good franchise, don't milk it. That's the best thing. It builds anticipation to the new game and everything, and makes you excited when they're gonna release a new one and everything. I don't like the once every year game.
It's
like Zelda when they
the last two highlights from the new section are the Ghost Recon Alpha short live action movie.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that? I think it's what a fucking cost.
It's really, really good. I mean, very looks very high budget. I haven't seen it all.
It was the director is a highly acclaimed French director.
Cool. I mean, looks really good. I want to see it all, so, you know, I'm ready when the game comes out and everything. Looks really good. Everybody should watch it.
When the movie longer. And I can see the game and try it out. I haven't been playing Tom Clancy game while. Reason being, Ubisoft milked the fuck out of it. So, but I think Future Soldier is going to be a reinvention of the series. So I can't wait to see it. And the last news is The Last Guardian.
Mm-hmm.
Sony have confirmed that it is still in development, but they cannot talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they will not confirm whether or not it will be seen at this year's E3. I mean, the release date was supposed to be last November.
At least it should have been two or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago, because they showed it and they're going to say, whatever. I think it bodes well that they said that they didn't deny that it was going to be at E3 and they didn't confirm.
Yeah, but I mean, with the latest developments in the team, I mean, Fumito Ueda leaving.
They didn't say if he left or not.
That's he's the still working. They're not confirming.
He's still working on the game.
But who knows?
He's still working. I don't think they will show it at E3. I think they will show it at... I think they will show it at Tokyo Game Show. What?
If it's not going to be shown at this coming E3, I mean, it's going to flop a big time.
No. No.
Let's just say it misses this year's marker or 2013. And would it be a good move to release it at the end of this generation?
What if it launches on PS4 as a release title?
Do you think Fumito Ueda will stick around till the next generation?
Maybe not, but if he finishes it and they just, you know.
But wouldn't that need a new engine?
I mean, probably, but...
that's why.
If you have the concept and the core gameplay of the game finished...
He is, or at least that's what he said. He is just going to finish this project and leave. So he wants to leave as fast as he can from the...
Are you sure he said that? As far as I know, we're only rumors. And they said that he left and he wasn't working on the game, but it was,
disproved. Why didn't he deny them?
Because he can deny them. He's not a PR person.
Okay, done. But why was it delayed without a... Most of the people you can talk to, even people who are not hardcore gamers, know what Last Guardian is. So it had its market reach.
It wouldn't be the first time that it happens. You know, Ico was a PS1 game originally. You know that, right?
Of course, but it came in really, really late, so they had to redo it.
Ipso facto. What's happening right now, so... I don't know. I mean, it's very difficult that it's going to happen, but I think it would be really awesome to have such a good launch game like that.
So, that was our news section. We hope that you enjoyed it. Stick around after the break. We will have our pre-E3 speculation, where I will own Jacob's ass.
And I will talk with different accent every time, sir. Stick around.
What is this accent? So,
I don't know.
From which country is it? Fucking Gangbangistan? What?
That would be awesome. Gangbangistan? That's my country.
Jesus Christ! Stick around, dude. We'll be right back. And we're back from that awesome break. No sex was done. I am sorry. Jacob is disappointed.
I'm not.
Clearly, if you can see it on the face.
Sorry.
Anyway, this is the speculation part of the show today. So, what are your thoughts for Nintendo? Let's start off with Nintendo.
I mean, they're going to show, of course, the Wii U fully and stuff. So they've won E3 already, you know. And then when you show a new console,
you've
automatically won E3. So
they will have a full blowout announcement this time, and they will demo it as fuck.
Haven't really showed it last year because everybody was confused.
Which was the console. I mean,
so, yeah, there's huge expectations for everybody for this year. Of course, it's going to launch by the end of this year. Fourth quarter, so you know they have to do an in-depth reveal for the console.
I think there will be a new Luigi 2 mansion. Luigi's Mansion 2, sorry.
It's been rumored for a while, so I guess it might be there.
A new Super Mario.
Of course, they've shown the new Super Mario 2 already, so.
And the new Zelda. It has to be on launch. Come on.
No, it's never going to be a launch title.
Why do you say so?
Because it's Zelda. I mean, that's the best thing I can tell you. It's not going to be a launch title for the console.
But they showed it on so many fucking announcement trailers.
And it was just a technical demo for the console.
But because of all the ground that they have lost, since the end of the life cycle for the Wii and losses from the shares because of the poor 3DS ratings.
They're gonna have Super Mario. So no. They're not gonna be Zelda.
You just think it's gonna be an announcement for the Super Mario and for
They will show a lot of stuff, but there won't be a Zelda ready for launch.
Cool.
That's not gonna happen.
As part of the Nintendo speculation, I have no fucking idea because
what's out is out from Nintendo already, so you know, you don't know what to expect really. I mean, maybe I expect a new Metroid, for example, or a new Donkey Kong, but
I have never been hardware-wise spot on Nintendo because they surprise you every fucking time. I have no idea.
It's not really a surprise. I mean, they're going to play to their strengths, you know, their strong franchises.
They change their strategies almost on every fucking platform they release. So I really don't have any idea what the fuck they will do with the Wii U.
Hmm.
Especially with such a fucking bad press about the console altogether.
It's not really bad press. I mean, there was confusion about it. There was.
But I'm not feeling the hype as much as the fucking Nintendo Wii. I mean, the Nintendo Wii was a sucky fucking platform, yet they managed to generate so much
because it was something new, you know. They brought in the families, they brought in a market which was not there for the previous generation, for the previous consoles, you know. I mean, Sony haven't managed to penetrate it, Microsoft haven't managed to penetrate it.
I am still unsure which kind of demographic they are trying to fucking target.
They will target everybody with this console.
How can they target fucking everybody? Because with the motion controller, you could target everybody. What?
Third parties. Third parties is going to help with the hardcore demographic, and their new concepts will target the, you know, the usual, the families, the mass market. So they're in a pretty good position right now.
I think they will win E3. I think.
Yeah, of course they will.
Sony and Xbox and Microsoft, they both don't have anything new to put on the table. I mean, we still have to see what they have. But
it's just going to be software, of course. But
I mean, Microsoft will be focusing, and this is just my speculation, will be focusing on the services provided by the XBLA.
Definitely. I don't think they have the cloud of gaming, of games that Sony will have. I mean, they've already shown a little bit Planet Karting. They've shown the new God of War. They've shown the Battle Royale, for example. Huge stuff already. Microsoft are not going to have that kind of reveals, for example, for the...
There will be the full in-depth announcement for the Forza spin-off, Forza Horizon.
Of course, it has to be there.
Yeah, I think they will manage to pull what the Dirt franchise pulled off in these past four years? 5 years, I think that's what they are going for.
Yeah.
Yet, I don't think that's such a good direction for the franchise. I mean, I know it's a spin-off, yet they will still associate it with the main franchise.
Of course it will.
I have no idea how will that bold with all the...
I mean, they're trying to branch out on different styles for the game. I think maybe it's just an experiment.
I still love and adore Gran Turismo, because they are really respective of their fundamental thoughts.
Of course.
And beliefs.
Of course.
Who knows?
We'll see.
Being a gearhead, that's why I love fucking Gran Turismo, because it's so realistic, so spot on. I mean, the last Forza game was very, very fucking
really good.
Beautiful, and that controlled really, really well, but It misses some key features Gran Turismo really has all over its competition.
I think it's the Gran Turismo's perception for the game is that it's the original one that has the most...
I think it's the proper racing simulation. Yeah. I think there is no competition for that game.
Forza is very close. I mean, they've done huge strides from the first game to the last, but I don't think it's up to the level of Gran Turismo. They're trying really hard, and I think they will get there. But
their biggest problem is that they are not working hard enough or long enough on one single title. They always try to push out one title every, 1.5 years, two years?
2 years almost.
So,
yeah, it alienates the consumers. I mean, it doesn't allow as much work to go into the game, for example. I mean, I think they do work faster than Polyphony, but Polyphony are such perfection freaks that's what differentiates them from Forza and all the other developers.
Yeah. So. And that's, I mean, Microsoft will be pushing the TV on console service. I mean, it has been going really, really fucking well. Take a look at the HBO Go app, which has been performing quite well.
Of course. I think that's what the conference is going to be about. Services and Kinect. And it kind of disappoints me, you know. It really is all about the games. And it's not going to be about the games during the Microsoft conference.
Yeah. I think they won't be able to put something on the table that would interest a hardcore gamer.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day. I mean, Treyarch, I am 100% sure Treyarch will demo their upcoming title.
Yeah, of course.
Through Microsoft. I mean, Call of Duty, they do at every fucking E3.
Call of Duty inadvertently is an Xbox franchise. Yeah. You know? So, I know it comes on PS3, I know it comes out on PC and everything, but at the end of the day, it's marketed so,
that platform
so hard for the Xbox, you know.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't really see... I wish I could see a new IP.
Mm.
I mean, they will show Halo 4 for sure, and I hope I can see that first-person Sword and Sandal title that they showed from Crytek, which nobody really heard about after the E3 conferences.
I'm not sure if I've heard that they've moved it to the next generation console. I'm not sure.
I haven't heard about it totally, so I really don't know why bother use such a title to push your console and then just push it over the edge.
It's a bit weird.
Let's take a look at Sony. They will definitely announce sequels to their most popular franchises. I think they will show another installment for the Uncharted fucking franchise, I'm sure.
I don't think so. They will have The Last of Us this year. So I don't think they will mention Drake.
I think they will show something.
No, I don't think so. I think the next Drake game will be on PS4. I'm sure they are working on the next Uncharted, but it won't be on PS3. I think that's their strategy. The Last of Us is going to be to tide you over to the next.
It's going to be the last of Naughty Dog. That's what you're...
Of the generation, I think yes.
I really hope so. I mean, one of my biggest concerns from the Uncharted franchise was that I don't want to see it end like the other popular franchises. I prefer to see it stop on a high note than becoming a whore.
Yeah. I mean, having two or three games maximum a generation for a franchise, I think that's the ideal.
Yeah.
Ideal thing, you know. Don't fucking milk it. Uncharted doesn't need to be milked.
And with the latest installment, with Uncharted 3, they really, really focused on the missing parts from the franchise, but I really don't see what can evolve from the series.
Oh, they will find a way to evolve the series.
I don't want it to evolve in a way that it will ruin the integrity of the game. I don't know if you
feel the same way. They can ruin Uncharted if they keep going.
That's what people want.
I mean, it's not under their wing, Crash Bandicoot, so, you know, you can't really...
Of course, but they ended on a high note, but because of a mistake from Sony...
Sony's part, yeah.
They let it go, but anyway.
That was the last game they let go. Them and Spyro. They've learned from that, and everything a third party does for them, first party, it's owned by Sony these days, so that's another mistake that's going to happen again with that part.
Another title that I would like to see at least fucking mentioned again from Sony's counterpart is The Agent.
The Agent.
Which was a Rockstar studio, was exclusive for the PS3, which has never been mentioned.
That's been...
The last time they shown the Agent Rockstar...
Shown, I mean, they've announced it. They teased it. The title.
Was, 3 years ago? No? Yeah,
2009, I'm not mistaken. I mean, it is in development still.
Do you think Rockstar are focusing on fucking The Agent? Because if I was Rockstar, would focus more on the next installment and the GTA franchise.
Of course, but Rockstar are huge. There's not one team just working on...
I don't think it will be ever released. I think it has been banned, but no one has announced it.
No, it hasn't been banned for sure. Not from what I've heard recently anyway. So it's still in development, it's still exclusive, and it will come out eventually. Just
in 10 years' time.
It might be coming out in next year's time, but it will come out.
It's a pity. We need new IPs and we need something new at now.
Yeah, I would just like to know what the fuck it is. Anyway, so, you know.
Another interesting franchise, which I would like to be shown on these E3s, is the Ratchet and Clank series. I would like to see another installment in the proper...
I think it's too soon to show another Ratchet and Clank, yeah?
Okay. It has been 2 years now.
Yeah, but since then they released All for One, the Heroes and stuff.
But All for One and Heroes were done by teams which are totally separate from the...
Yeah, but...
Insomniac will not work on the upcoming...
Sure. So I doubt they will show anything regarding Ratchet & Clank. Not, at least not right now. I mean, it's going to be featured in the future for sure, because it's a big franchise for Sony. It's one of their mascots. But this year I don't think we'll see anything regarding Ratchet & Clank.
Neither. I think Sony will tease the next upcoming installment in the Infamous series. And this is just my speculation, and already? I want to discuss this.
Already?
It's been 2 years now.
It's not been 2 years.
If they announce it now, they will release it next year.
It's too soon for that.
But they always have come out in 2 years' time.
I think it's still too soon. I mean, the last day they released was the Blood... what was it?
Blood Festival. The Blood Festival. Came out just still, 3 months after the... Wait. What I think Sony will announce is the next installment in the Infamous series, a new IP, and the title from Quantic Dream.
I don't know if they're gonna show anything from Quantic Dream as well. They have concepts ready. They don't have a game ready to show.
You know how Sony work. They bluff a lot.
They don't bluff a lot because they show all their cards before E3.
Like, but there's always one giant bomb.
Like there will be on the Vita, for example. It's gonna be a big surprise, but can't talk about it right now. So. I think they will focus a lot on Vita. I think
they still want to keep the PS3 console as a strong and as a predominant figure in the PlayStation franchise.
That's why they already have Karting, Battle Royale, and all those games. I mean,
the games that we already know of that Sony will look into are Little Big Planet Karting, the All-Star Battle Royale, God of War Ascension, The Last of Us. And that's it.
It's a lot of games.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot of
games. A lot of exclusives, so they will have surprises, yes, but I don't think we should expect huge things for the PS3, apart from those. I think they will focus on Vita. I think there will be... There are some very good games in development for the console and for the portable, and there is one really, really big exclusive that It's gonna be a big surprise. It's gonna be nice to have on the Vita.
I can't wait to see what they have up their sleeves. But I don't see a new console coming from either Sony or Microsoft.
I think Sony might push it for next year because they know they can't come out of the gate last as usual.
Microsoft will allow Sony to release, come out
before them. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I think they would. I think they're getting cocky about it now.
They're getting cocky, and they have built such a huge following and brand.
I think history repeats itself. They're doing the same mistakes Nintendo did and Sony did. If they do that, so
we'll see.
I mean, Xbox Live.
The biggest advantage Microsoft have is the huge budget they can invest.
Not the huge budget. I think their biggest boon is Xbox Live. Once you've invested all those all that money buying downloadable games, buying investing in the service, you know, buying DLC for your games on a certain service, I don't think you will jump ship to a different console. I think when you invest that much money on one console, you will keep following that console. So yeah, they have a pretty big advantage over Sony, and the PSN. PSN is getting better. It will be better on PS4. It's better already on the Vita. You know, the advantage of that is that it's free, and PS Plus, for example, it's very, it's very, very good to have right now. Very
cheap, and there is a lot of content, free content, which is...
But people don't know that much about it, and they don't invest that much money on
PSN. But the problem is because PSN Plus is not marketed enough.
Yeah.
If you take a look at Microsoft, what they do with their adverts, in every single advert, there has to be a single, even just a logo, even whatever. They have to mention their XBLA, which is their flagship service.
Of course.
And that's something that Sony don't do.
The thing is, I think they're taking advantage of the consumers with Xbox Live as well, because last I heard, for example, they're removing certain shows and certain services to make way for more ads. Okay, yeah. But still, Xbox Live still costs the same amount. You still get the same service. They're getting more money through the ads, for example, but you're still paying out the ads for the same service, which I don't think is really nice on the consumer still. It's working for Microsoft, so
if they make money off it, so
yeah,
why not?
Good for them, not for us.
So. Exactly. What do you think EA and Ubisoft have prepared for the E3 show?
Ubisoft, I have no idea.
Ubisoft will show Rayman Legends.
They will show it on the Nintendo conference.
So. Assassin's Creed.
EA, I think
Ubisoft will show Assassin's Creed 3.
I think they will show it on the PS3. Sony. Yeah. On the PS3 conference. EA, honestly, I have no idea what to expect from them right now.
Neither do I.
I think
one of their biggest fucking franchise they have, which is the Star Wars franchise, they will announce something new. Because since the MMO didn't work as well as they predicted, they need either an next installment in the Force Unleashed series or something totally new.
Mm.
Who knows? I mean, they milk the fuck out of the series. Look at the Kinect version. Jesus Christ. They must have another Star Wars up.
I'm sure there will be something regarding Star Wars. There always is. It's going to be on handhelds or consoles or PC only. But there will be a Star Wars title.
Something which definitely will not be shown at EA's conferences is what I would love to see, which is another engine for the Madden NFL series.
Mm.
They need a new engine, just as much as FIFA needed a new engine.
All right.
They need something new. They will not show it for sure. But they need it. I mean, they're abusing the fact that they have all the licenses, which means they have not zero competition.
I think that's the thing.
They owe it to their customers.
They don't care about the customers. Not with the recent developments in EA. I don't think they do.
You know what will happen?
Hmm.
Just like FIFA. They had all the licenses, they thought they would own the fucking world, and then Pro Evolution Soccer came right out of the blue and fucking kicked their ass for 5 years in a row.
That's true. But still, they have a monopoly on...
If a football game came out and the names would be John, Cock, Penis, whatever, and it would be a better fucking experience for the user, I would go for the...
Yeah, but not everybody does that. Like, Battlefield is a better game than Call of Duty, for example, but not everybody goes for Battlefield instead of Call of Duty.
I think also that Ubisoft will look into Rainbow Six Vegas. I think they will finally show it.
What another title?
The title which has not been released for this generation, which has been announced, 4 years, 5 years ago?
Mm.
Remember?
No.
The Vegas 2.
Oh, alright. With the recent trailer, yeah, alright.
No, the recent trailer...
Just a concept, basically. No?
No. The concept was from 3 years ago. The recent trailer was that they have shifted their interests on another type of plot, which means that they have started everything from scratch.
So, yeah. They will show a title, but they won't show the game itself, basically.
I think if they have one last shot at this, so as we are approaching the end of this generation, I think they really don't have much time to fuck around. If they have to release it, it has to be now.
Yeah.
And by now, I mean they have to announce it now for it to be released later next year, maybe. But if they don't do that, they're really missing their shot.
You might be right, because Ghost Recon is going to be out of the gate already when Battle 3 happens. So.
Because the problem is, if it's going to get stuck always rebooting it and starting from over again, if they have to restart it all over again for another fucking platform, they will get stuck in fucking development hell.
Yeah.
And by the time that they have to release it, the plot would be obsolete, because the plot right now is surrounding the recession which occurred, 1.5 years ago?
Yeah.
So it's already becoming a ridiculous plot. So,
So it's time to show it.
It's time to fucking show it. I hope they do. But I also hope to see Insomniac's first title for the open platforms.
Might be a bit too early maybe for that.
I have no idea. They already shown the first trailer for the game. So
I think
Microsoft are pushing them.
Hmm. I think I can't we have imagine more chance the of amount seeing, of money
they pushed in, they invested in Insomniac. Who knows?
I think we have more chance of seeing the new Bungie game than that.
The new Bungie game and the new Epic game.
And then, yeah, Epic game and the new...
this E3 fucking will be awesome.
There's so much potential. We'll see how it goes. I mean...
there are so many titles in the pipeline that this E3 has so much fucking potential.
There's Respawn as well.
Yeah. There are so many fucking titles.
Here's stuff.
And we will also get to see the Tomb Raider in action.
Mm-hmm.
The beta code. So we can see a better... We can take a better look at fucking the franchise. Yep. Where it's at.
See exactly how it is. Not just a cutscene. Exactly. You know, basically what the first presentation was. Just a cutscene. Some gameplay, but there was nothing which shows you exactly what the game is about. So,
I can't wait to fucking put my hands on the game. Other than that, I mean, what do you expect from Capcom, for example?
Nothing from Capcom. Fuck Capcom. They've disappointed me so much this generation. They've started so well. They just degenerated as time went by. I mean. Resident Evil 6 is going to be huge for them. They're going to show it. I think they will show it at the Microsoft conference. But apart from that, I don't know what to expect from that. Even Lost Planet 2, yeah. Well, Lost Planet 3, which is outsourced.
Yeah. The same way they outsourced Operation Raccoon City.
Devil May Cry. The new Devil May Cry.
They will show it as well.
I think it will be the first time people will get a hands-on on the title, and that will be the deciding factor if it's a good game or not. I mean, people are waiting to see how the gameplay is about that game. There's a lot of skepticism, there's a lot of hate from the Devil May Cry fans. I mean, it needs to prove itself that it's a good game. It still follows in the footsteps of the old franchise, and that it's going to be good for the hardcore gamers. Hardcore Devil May Cry fans, so I think it has a lot to prove itself.
I hope it does. I mean, if all these outsourced franchises go to the shit, I don't see a future for Capcom.
I don't think... Yeah, I think it might be a better idea for them to outsource all those big franchises. But
if they focus too much on the IPs and ruin their fucking old franchises that
define Capcom. You know, when you hear Capcom, you hear Street Fighter, Resident Evil, Devil May Cry. You know, it's the heart of the company. I mean, if they fuck up all their franchises, then you know what's left for them to do.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't think there's nothing left to be shown at E3.
Not really. So,
but the speculation show was not as the others because
we didn't fight a lot.
apart from the fighting, I think this generation is exhausted at this point. So
yeah, I mean,
all the new technology that could have been ported on the systems have been ported and have been announced.
It has happened already. So.
I mean, this generation.
It's time for change.
This generation.
Obama.
What? I lost my track of thought. I mean, this generation was such a really fast-paced one, and I think the next generation will be even quicker.
Yeah.
I mean, the technology is progressing at so fast that everything is becoming obsolete as soon as you buy it.
Yeah.
Take a look at fucking cell phones. Smart homes have boomed in what? Jesus Christ. In a blink of an eye, and today I have a single core phone, tomorrow I have a dual core, now there's quad core, and there's announcements for octa core on a fucking phone. How the fuck can you do that?
That's progress.
It's too fast.
I think it is too fast. It's progressing too fast. You know, when you have a console cycle, for example, you have this certain power, the console does this, you know, there is limits. Then you have 5 years, 6 years, 7 years of the same thing, you know.
I don't think...
It's not as exciting as having a console, you know. It moves so fast.
And it's not giving enough time for developers to really harness the power of the console. Take a look at the PS2, the games that were released in the first part of the life cycle, and the games that were released in the end. It's like looking at two completely different generations.
And the thing is if they do harness the power, I mean, you're cutting off all your previous customers from playing that game. So that's why the predominant gaming thing for smartphones is this small, you know, casual, whatever kind of game, because they work on older phones, they will work better on normal phones, on the newer generation and stuff. I think that's the problem with moving too fast with technology. Because if you move too fast, you're cutting off your previous customers, basically, from enjoying your newer generations.
I think, and I personally feel this, the next generation, if it's not the next one or the one after it, there has to be a console which is similar to the on-life console, which is just through streaming, decoding. Because, as you said, it's progress is fucking moving so fast that you're not giving an opportunity to push out your console and fucking market it at its optimum and reaching your market early. You should release a fucking console that will able to read a stream, and you just update the fucking server.
I don't like that personally.
I don't like downloadable games, but that's where the industry is moving forward.
I don't know. I mean, there's a chance that will happen, but that, as I was saying, I mean, the same thing. You're cutting off certain demographic from using this kind of thing. You know, people, not everybody wants to pay online.
Not everyone wants to download. Not everyone has access to internet.
Not everyone has the download limits.
Of the end of last year, there's about 40% of the world who actually have. Then again, there is about 30% of the world which is poor, don't even have a console at all.
Of course. There's a lot of logistics they have to work out before something like that happens. And I think it will happen in the future, but I think the console and the retail disc are here to stay for a couple more generations at least. So
if it's not disc, it will be on card.
Yeah.
A cartridge, but in reality it's either an SD card or whatever.
You're going back to cartridges, blowing into the cartridge to play and everything. Or
but SD card, you know, to blow. What the fuck? Like the PS Vita.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully these E3s will not suck, but as you heard from the discussion, they will definitely won't suck. I hope there will not be any Cirque du Soleil this time.
I hope not. I mean, I'm looking forward to E3 just because there's gonna be Final Fantasy 14 version 2. So everybody else can fuck off.
Fuck you. So our preparation for the E3 will be no pants.
Furious stepping between conferences.
And silk underwear. For the juice to really flow off.
That scares me. That actually scares me.
So, we'll be back in about 3 weeks, just in time after the official closing of the E3 conferences in Los Angeles. we will be having the E3 showdown. It will be completely in English, like this episode, and I hope that we did not either bore you or rape your ears with our bad English. So I do apologize, we'll be working really, really hard.
We're not native English speakers, so bear with us. We're trying to improve.
Our native language is Klingon, so...
A woozy, a rock song.